Good morning, Local 304, and particularly Columbus, Ohio, my branch. Let's get ready for Kenny Hodge's Postal Podcast. This morning, I want to address an issue that does not concern Local 304. It is an issue I'm addressing for a mail handler in another local. So no one gets inside their feelings, I'm not going to mention the local, but to that mail handler, I want to say to you, the 5-minute leeway, that's postal rules and regulations. Now, let's be clear, the 5-minute leeway is for congestion at the time clock, but a 5-minute leeway nonetheless. Postal management can attempt not to honor it, and then the unions get involved. But for postal management to attempt to change that from 5 minutes to 3 minutes, see, that's just unheard of. They don't have the autonomy, the authority, or any other kind of supernatural powers that they may think they have to just arbitrarily change that 5-minute leeway to 3 minutes without going through an extended process to get it changed in other postal rules and regulations. So to that mail handler real quick, when management tells you the 5-minute leeway is now a 3-minute leeway, and because you punched in at 4 minutes, they want to hold you accountable, that is not correct. And please take that to your union. Please take that to the labor board. That's what I want to say about the 5-minute leeway. Now, let's talk about Columbus, Ohio, and these new bids that are currently out for this bid cycle. Well, right off the bat, I want to say, just like our animated acting plant manager told us he would do, he has created and posted level 5 mail handler group leader positions in order to complement the introduction of AGVs into the Columbus postal system. Now, I want to be very clear about this part of my podcast. I am not speaking for the National Postal Mail Handlers Union when I tell you what I'm about to tell you, because again, I'm about to give you my perception on these level 5 group leader bids. And again, I want to save the Tour 1 Chief Steward and some other Local 304 officers the trouble of bringing charges against me, because I give you what I feel. So this is a Kenny Hodge moment. Listen, on those level 5 group leader jobs, to me, it sounds like we're having mail handler group leaders now double as expediters. I'm going to read to you the job description. Pay location is going to be 304. This is a Tour 3 level 5 position. Pay location 304, SPSS unit. The primary assignment will be on the APBS and the SPSS machines. Now, right off the bat, I'm sorry, I'm going to break this down the way Kenny Hodge sees it. You post a job with a pay location for the SPSS, pay location 304, but write your initial statement, opening statement tells me my primary assignment is not only the SPSS, but it's another pay location, the bundle sorter. The duties will include dispatching mail using the AGV system. Now, I don't know. I thought that was kind of what expediters did. I'm just giving you, again, a Kenny Hodge moment. Employees will also be responsible for MTEL scanning and hooking up the containers for dispatch according to the run schedule. So are we saying with the invite or the introduction of these level 5 jobs that there will be no expediters on the SPSS any longer? And again, I'm only talking one bid on Tour 3. Are we saying, since the group leader is going to be a group leader now and responsible for intel scanning. Does that also mean that they have to set that entire machine up for processing? A level five group leader is a level five group leader because they have at least five mail handlers in a pay location, and they are supposed to be the individual who can perform all functions within that group. Well, we already know for a fact in Columbus that means absolutely nothing. No disrespect to the employees, big disrespect to postal management, because we already know our mail handlers, in a lot of cases, are grandfathered in, so that mail handlers in Columbus, Ohio, are not required to be able to perform all the functions of mail handlers within their group. And to the craft of my mail handlers, I want to say, don't take that wrong and allow management to twist it and make you think that I'm saying something against you. No, you can only do, and you will only do, what management allows. So that is, that comment is directly related to postal management, and again, just showing their inability to follow their own rules and regulations. But getting back to the level five Kenny Hodge moment, if a group leader is paid level five because they are intercessors, for lack of a better word, in a group that have at least five mail handlers. Now, again, they're level five. If you bring a piece of automated equipment into that mix now, how can the pay level stay the same? I would think somebody should be arguing that if I'm going to have group leaders now responsible for automated pieces of equipment, I don't know, maybe level seven or eight might sound sufficient, but you got to remember something. I don't know where else this goes on or this is going on, but one thing I do know about Columbus, Ohio. See, Columbus, Ohio, because of the not good for the craft relationship between the local president of 304 and the acting plant manager, a lot of things are going to happen in Columbus, Ohio that probably should not happen, but you're not going to get pushback from that local president because the it is demonstrated. I mean, it's not something I'm pulling out of the air. Talk to people in Cleveland. Talk to people in Columbus. The relationship between that your current local president and the acting plant manager, I guess is a very deep one, because the acting plant manager, wherever he goes, if he's in a area that includes local 304, he's able to do a lot of what he wants to do, even though it doesn't really turn out to be good for the craft. Yes, and he does that a lot of times with the blessing of your local president. And that's how I see it as a individual mail handler inside of local 304. The Postal Service is introducing a change to the bid or job description, of the job description of a level five group leader. Now, again, I would only think that the national should have a voice in that, or some kind of literature should be shown to or sent to the members to let them know that this change has been recognized by the national and they're going to include it in the job description, or this change is not recognized by national and there's going to be a case heard about it to find out or to ascertain the validity of this. But for this just to come up in a bid without any conversation about it, it would lead the contemplative to view that something's not right here, and that's why I'm including it in my podcast this morning. And as always, I want to send a public service announcement out to all level four mail handlers who arbitrarily take it upon themselves to get on a piece of pit equipment and perform the functions of level five mail handlers. I don't know any other way to put it to you except to tell you that you are kind of smashing the integrity of the levels between level 4 and level 5, and it weakens your union's bargaining position should, you know, like in Columbus's case, should they decide to have a bargaining position. When level 4s, without being on higher level, again, please understand that when I speak about level 4s, it is only the level 4s who perform level 5 tasks while on level 4. If you can get authorized to be on a higher level, by all means, I'd prefer you do it every day. But for you to just do it at a level 4, again, you hurt the possibility of additional level 5s being added. Even with the introduction of the AGVs in our work environment, I guess a lot of that data was based off of you driving on a level 4, making the post office think they don't need as many level 5s. Hey, listen, this is Ken Hodge, branch president, Columbus, Ohio, soon to be your local president of Local 304. This is how I deliver my message. This is how I try to be observant of situations that affect mail handlers. This is how I fight for you. And I got to tell you, if you like the message, if you like the tenacity with the fight, if you want to be a part of it, then you got to join 180 degree new direction. Again, it's a platform. It allows you to speak out. It allows you to say some of the things against management and sometimes against your own union, because we try to make it better. Just because you point out some things that management are doing and we might point it out with a different flair, we want to make it better. And the same thing applies to our union. But more importantly, if you like this message, if you think that this message will make Local 304 stronger, please support my campaign and vote Kenny Hodge. Now, I got to tell you, before we even get to the vote, I'm probably going to need your support just to allow me to be on the ballot, because I've got the strangest feeling that what I'm going through is probably not going to end very well. But again, it's just nonsense, and it's all designed so that this voice is not the voice that leads you into the future. And I got to say to you, if you don't think that this is the voice, then I can accept that. But at least allow me to present it to you and then allow you to be able to vote, to be able to select. And I'm sure if given that opportunity, I'll be greeting you as your new local president in January. Have a great day.